SBS Radio.
Years na kayo naggagawa ng Run for the Kids para kay Tadin?
So this is our 6th year. So we started 2014, I think. So from a single runner.
Runner meaning ikaw?
No. A very close friend of ours.
Okay.
Because we don't know about Run for the Kids. We thought that it's like a marathon, you know.
Okay.
So one of our friends represented Tadin in 2014. Mm-hmm. So his name is Federico Publico. So it's like our Tito Pets of Tadin.
Okay. Hello po.
then after that, 2015, we know about Run for the Kids, yeah, that we can join, Tadin can join. So me, my wife, Fed's wife, Faye, and then one of our close friends, university classmates as well. So we are five in 2015. And then now we grow. It's like a tradition now to our family. And we grow like a family. From 2016, we're like 50.
So 50 from one runner to 50.
Yeah, from one runner.
That's amazing. So this year, how many you're expecting? 50 this year or more?
Maybe close to that. But other than the runners, we receive a lot of donations.
Good.
Those that cannot run, those with the small kids.
Yeah, I noticed that. Because I know that Active K is a Facebook and trying to get community awareness and trying to make sure that everyone is aware na you're running for a cause.
Yep.
Anong other avenues na ginawa nyo para ma-promote yung Run for the Kids and plus yung promotions nyo?
Normally, we just use the social media. So we have a Facebook group. So meaning those who joined Run for the Kids last year. So they are a member of the group as well. Then, yeah, it's more on social media. But last year, we were featured by Philippine Times. I think 2 years ago, we were on Bring Bank Leaders. So, yeah, that's the way we promote our, you know, Run for the Kids. Yeah.
So what was the main for the run as well, Roms? Ano yung cause for the Dean's run?
Yeah, for Rett Syndrome Awareness. So Rett Syndrome is the diagnosis for Tadin. So we run always not only to help the hospital but to raise awareness to the community about Rett Syndrome. It's not common.
So Rom, ngayon as we're talking now, I guess yung mga viewers natin, listeners natin, they'll hear that we've got the wind behind us, the birds chirping away. We're actually on site on your training site, right? The lakes here in Caroline Springs on a beautiful cold autumn afternoon.
Yeah.
So how many times do you train for this run that's coming up?
We normally do some practice a couple of weeks before the actual run. So we use this Caroline Spring lakes as a practice ground. So like two rounds here, 2 weeks before, maybe 3 weeks before the actual run, so that, you know, we will not be surprised with the run. But
oh, that's good. So is there a target that you guys have set para to reach for this year, or
what do you mean target?
Target of runners fundraising that you guys are doing? Or?
Not that much, but we have Tadin has a number of supporters. So they always keep on running for her. So maybe around 50 for, yeah. And yes, then a lot of donations as well by Run for the Kids website.
Roms, I know that the time is coming up. April 7, ba?
April 7, yeah,
April 7 in Melbourne. So is it starting from Federation Square or?
No, from Docklands.
From Docklands. Oh, wow. They must have made the course harder this year.
Yep. And we're going to go up to Balti Bridge, I think. Balti Bridge.
Oh, wow.
And then we're going to pass Royal Children's Hospital.
So for mga listeners po natin na hindi familiar sa Balti Bridge, that's one of the newest bridge in Melbourne. And it's a good spot, actually. And ganun ba yung dati last time na yung mga tao nagsa-selfie sa taas ng bridge?
Yeah. I think the Balti Bridge is a new one.
Yeah.
So the Balti Bridge is used to be for the 15 kilometers runner.
Oh yes,
so
tama.
Tadin only used the 5 kilometers. Ah. So we're going to the tunnel, but now it's our first time to go to Baltic Bridge.
Oh, make nice sure you to, take yeah. lots of pictures. Yeah. Maganda pang Instagram yan. So yeah, that's good. So Rom, the wind is really kicking up. Do you have any message to our listeners that you want to leave them with?
Yeah, to all the listeners of SBS, we encourage you, or to those listeners that in Melbourne, you can join us, Team Tadin, to run for Tadin. So your support is the hope of Tadin, actually. So to other listeners interstate, you can make a donation to Team Tadin to support us.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much for your time. And it'll keep us updated with the Dean's progress and also especially the run as well. So thank you very much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.